So our limud of Chofetz Chaim is in Hilchos Shmiras Haloshen is the Zchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Pesach Shel Chayli Yisrael Bekorev. And the Chofetz Chaim, I started mentioning yesterday that, in fact, I saw it quoted in a sefer, and I didn't even know that the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Choivas Hashmiro. I've got to look it up. I haven't seen it inside, but apparently in Perek Ches is what he discusses, what we started to speak yesterday about the effect, if you like, of Lashon Hara passing down from generation to generation. So what he says is as follows. The Pasuk says, that there's a Pasuk in, the Pasuk says, Ish bechetoi yumosu. Everybody is responsible for their own averus. If a person doesn't chet, doesn't avera, Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes. But then there is there's another Pasuk which says, Bonim lo yumsu alovois, v'ovois lo yumsu albonim. In other words, parents are not responsible for their children's averus, and children are not responsible for their parents' averus. Freit the Gemara. So therefore, I'm responsible for my own averus, I'm not responsible for my parents' averus, my parents don't have to take responsibility for my averus.
Yeah?
Boss?
And your children.
Same thing. I mean, parents and children.
It goes
all the way down. All the way down. Parents and children, children and parents, etc., etc. Ish bechetoi yumosu. Freik the Gemara. There's another pasuk which says, Poiked avoin ovois albonim. That the avoin ovois come onto the children.
Exactly.
Yeah? So, what's shat? Shat is that I am going to be suffering, I'm going to be punished for the averus that my parents did. Poiked avoin ovois albonim. Freik the Gemara. How can that be? First of all, we've got a klalish bechet yumosu. And secondly, it says, bonim lo yumsu alovis. So therefore, how can it be? And for the Gemara, bo'ichazin ma'ase avoisehen. So let's talk, the Chofetz Chaim is talking about Lashon Hara. It could apply to any aveira, really. So what we're saying is as follows, that if I come from a household, I don't, but if I came from a household where my parents regularly made a point on Shabbos morning, at the Shabbos table, of speaking Lashon Hara, yeah, and would say, my house now, you know, Masorias Aviseinu Biodeinu, yeah, Minig Aviseinu Biodeinu, I carry on the Minig of my parents, and we speak Lashon Hara every week at the Shabbos table. Okay? And in fact, in some houses they do, you know, they ask the children, did you have any Hashgacha Pratis stories this week, where you felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for you? So in those houses, they would say, "Does anybody know, you know, that you heard about this week? Tell it to us at the Shabbos table. That's the entertainment." Zot the Gemara, according to that, and I haven't worked out. I need your help. I haven't really worked out why it is. Yeah, of course, ish becheto yumosu, that the children who speak Lashon Hara are responsible for. Yeah, they are responsible. If I speak Lashon Hara at my table and I say I'm doing it as a Masorias Avoseinu Biodeinu because my parents did the same, yeah, then I'm responsible for my Avera speaking Lashon Hara. Why, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, in that case, the children will be punished for the Lashon Hara that the parents spoke at the table. The children, in addition to their own chet, in addition to the cheshbon of their own chet, they also have they also get punished for what the father, what the parents did. So the avera of the parents is going on the children as well. That's poiked avoin ovois albonim. That the avoin ovois goes to the children. And my question is, I'm trying to understand, why should that be? I understand. You speak Lashon Hara, fine. I could even understand that the parents should be punished for the Lashon Hara of the children. Because why are the children speaking Lashon Hara? Because that's how they trained. Yeah, that's how they taught them. That was the house that they were brought up with. That's the chinuch that they had. Therefore, it should go back on the parents. But why should the Lashon Hara of the parents go down to the children?
Of course, the children hasn't learned the lesson.
The children didn't learn the lessons. Like, therefore, right. Like, so therefore, their response. But the children. The children are Tinek Shanishbos, though. They grew up in that house, and they don't know better.
What is Rashi saying?
By the Meraglim.
Yeah, because they didn't take a lesson from the story of the Miriam, and they spoke not in the favorable of Ezra's story.
So you're saying that the children should have realized, they were brought up like that. Their parents taught them, these are the Zmiris that we sing at the Shabbos table. Yeah, these are Asmiris. It's the latest Shtickel Loshon Hara. The only thing I could think of so far, yeah, and I don't know whether it's the right pshat, so I've got to look it up. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. If anybody looks it up, wants to look it up, Chof Tes Omabes, I think it is. Yeah. Maybe Chof Zayin Omabes, I'm not sure. Is that maybe the parents will have Agmas Nefesh when they see in Olam Abo. It's an extra punishment for the parents, yeah, that they'll have Agmas Nefesh to see how their children are suffering because of what they did.
But you haven't answered why the children are suffering.
No, the children are being punished, and the parents have Agmas Nefesh from seeing their children suffering as a result of what they did. Yeah, maybe there's an Agmas Nefesh, there's a tzar for the neshama in Olam Abo, that they see that their children are being punished for what they did. That's an extra tzar for them, maybe. Yeah, doesn't sound fair on the children, but life isn't always fair.
Started at Thoroughway, Northwest London, Monday, Yotchas 7, 24th of June, Rabbi Zeev Duna, Shlita, Tzitzis. This week's Thoroughway has been sponsored by Family Brody, Lidnishmas, their father and grandfather, Harav Yehuda, Ben Harav Levi, Gabriel Halevi, Zichron Livracha, and Harav Levi Gabriel, Ben Rav Nota Chaim Halevi, Zichron Livracha, whose yard sites were on Shabbos. It's Chus HaShvoim V'Chayavim V'Mil Chamot, Yansu Otahem L'Shalom B'mheiro.
Good morning. It gives me a great honor to come here to speak in London. It's beautiful to see how people get together this time of the morning to sit and learn. In Shomayim, it's a big, big schus. This mom should bring it once, that's how we should start our day. This should be a schus for all the ones who are later in Nishma. I want to discuss a shaila. This week's parasha is the parasha of Tzitzis, the mitzvah Tzitzis. End of the parasha, we've got the mitzvah Tzitzis. I want to discuss a very interesting shaila. We all know that when we make our tzitzis, we have to make it lishma. We have to say, I'm making this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. You can't go to a goy and a normal goyshe factory and let them manufacture tzitzis. It doesn't go like that. It won't become kosher tzitzis. It'll be a nice baguette, it'll be nice strings, but that won't be tzitzis. It'll be cheap. It'll be a very good idea. Machines and everything. But the problem is going to be, that's not called the mitzvah tzitzis. What you're doing is, that's not tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be made lishma. And we know that the lishma doesn't just start when you're putting the actual chutim on in the baguette. The lishma starts already earlier. When they make the chutim also, it's done lishma. Already from that stage, already it's done lishma. The Rambam holds that's the main thing. Putting into the baguette is not ma'akev according to the Rambam. But we go, it's ma'akev. We hold, as when one puts the tzitzis inside the baguette, it has to be put inside the baguette lishma, put it in the holes and make the first knot lishma, and according to us, that's ma'akev. The rest could be not ma'akev, but when we do, sometimes we knot it, we strengthen the knot, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that's not ma'akev, because we've got already a knot lishma, the first knot's already lishma, but the first knot, putting inside the baguette, that's called, we learn out of a pasuk, the asiyah has to be made lishma, and if one doesn't make it lishma, it's going to be pasuk. That's what we learn.
Being automatic,
being
lishma. Who else makes these?
Oh, what about stomer lishma? That's a very big shaila. Oh, this is a very big shaila. It's something called stomer lishma. Like you're saying, who does? We know when we're putting this in the baguette, we're not doing it for security purposes. We're doing it because we got a mitzvah to make tzitzis. So maybe that can also be called lishma. Moshe Berurah speaks about this shaila. Maybe that's what called an automatic lishma, stomer lishma. I don't know, Zavachim daf base, there's a whole daf about it, something called stomer lishma, things which one does stomer, and we know why you're doing it. Even though you don't actually say, I'm doing it lishma, could be that's also considered lishma. Stomer lishma, that could be also good. But if you don't know about something called mitzvah tzitzis, and you're not doing it for that, a goyish factory, they don't know that, it won't help. They don't have the stomer lishma, what he eats when he puts in, he knows why he's doing it, even if he's not thinking about it at the time, but you know why you're doing it, one does it because of lishma. Yeah, very good. The shaila was, what happens if someone, for some reason, didn't realize after he did the first one, he put it in shaloi lishma, and then he realized, oyvei, I forgot to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Obviously, he wasn't even thinking about lishma at all, he was trying to test it out, and he put it in, and he realized he didn't do it lishma. So what's halach? We're going to tell him, undo it, take it off, undo all the strings, start fresh. Now he decided, he can't be bothered, let me first do the other three, and I'll take it off afterwards, people feel a bit better that way. I'll do the other three are going to be done. I'll take off that one and I'll start again. The Maisa did the other three, and obviously what happened? He forgot which, goes round and round, he forgot which corner he put on first, Shalo Lishma. What does he do now? He's got one of the four corners which are put on Shalo Lishma.
Well, if you do the next one, Lishma is not good enough.
No, you can't go backwards. We can't backpay. Don't go backpay.
The next one, say like
that. All four have to be on Lishma. All four have to be put on Lishma. According to this one man, the Amma, actually, Menachos Behol was very interesting. He holds four different mitzvahs. He holds when you wear the baguette with four corners, you're making four mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Hoshai, the man have come in with four mitzvahs. One mitzvah, the Gemara says, what happens if one of them, let's say, became possible? So we know that Allah is.
It means he needs to say by each one of them.
You have to Shemit Sitzis on all four. Yeah, yeah. And there's one man, the Omar, even Mekayim for me. Going to everyone, you have to say Shemit Sitzis on all four. There's one man, the Omar, there's four separate mitzvahs. Very interesting. The Gemara says, what happens if you only have three? You don't have enough strings. The Gemara says, if you hold just four, it's three separate mitzvahs, it's four separate mitzvahs. Yeah. Then when you put three on, you're Mekayim, it's good enough for that, for the three mitzvahs. You're not Mekayim the fourth one, but you won't have a problem of Kilayim. If someone puts on tchilas temer, and yeah, if it's made out of shatnas, you have a heter by tzitzis. That's only a heter when you're mekayim the mitzvah by all four. What happens if you've got all three? So the Gemara says, if you hold that four separate mitzvahs, oh, so you're not going to be over on kilayim already by three, because it's the three mitzvahs, you're mekayim. If you hold those four separate mitzvahs, so when you don't have four, if you hold this all one mitzvah, so if I don't yet have my four, I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, that's the Gemara there. But the problem, the story was over here, he forgot to do one of them lishma. And he wants to know now, and he lost it. He can't find the one where he did Shalo Lishma. What do we say? Do we tell him, start again, take off all four strings from all four corners and start making it again? Or do we have a way out to tell him, don't worry, it's fine, you did three of them in Lishma, don't worry about the fourth one. Any ideas how we can tell him that the fourth corner, the one which is lost, it's fine. It's going to be kosher, even though he didn't do that one in Lishma. Any ideas?
Maybe undo the little bit.
Undo a little bit. Do we have any way how to make this beged kosher, this tzitzit, this pair which you made? Let's make. Can we tell him? Carry on wearing it. Don't do undo all four. As it is, wear it, no problem. Even though one was done shalo lishma and it's lost, don't worry about it. You can still wear this beged.
Maybe in a bedieved situation, you can say mechon rov.
This is what I want to speak about.
Is it possible, surely, to make tzitzis and it shouldn't be lishma? Because you're making the tzitzis yourself.
Stoma lishma. So let's say he was trying to test it out. He wanted to know. He wasn't doing it for the mitzvah. He wanted to see if he knows how to make it. He wasn't doing it lishma.
But actually, you only when you put the fourth one, is it complete tzitzis.
So get the shayla is that good enough for lishma? Even if it just comes kosher with that, let's say sukkah. Also, let's say halacha to do lishma. It won't help to say because you can't wake up the last minute and do the last bit of Lishma, Sefer Torah. No one's going to tell you, you know what, let's do the last bit of it, Lishma, and that's going to bang, sort the whole thing out, Lishma. You can't do that. The Lishma has to go all the way through. You can't just wake up at the end and say the last bit of Lishma. It's very interesting, and when you mentioned that in Kabbalah, there is a man, the Amma, who says, as if you do the last part, Lishma, that's Mechiach Sefer Al Techilasa. It's Mechiach what you did at the end. It helps for the beginning as well. Very interesting. Mamash, that's sorry about Kabbalah. You do find such a thing. You find such a concept. But normally we don't go like that. We don't say, as when I did the Lishma at the end, that's going to tell me the Lishma all the way back. Kabbalah, you find this one man, the Amman, the Gemara, very interesting, says that sorry for Chiyach, Soifoy, Al Tachilasa. The Soif is going to be with Chiyach, what he meant in the beginning. Is a man, the Amman, holds like that. Very interesting. But what I want to discuss is what Rabbi Rosenfeld just suggested. Do we rely on something called Roif? Roif! Three were done Lishma, Roif. One wasn't done Lishma. Do you go Basar Roif? So,
it says Arba. It says Kilele Arba.
It says Kilele Arba. I can't do Roif. Roif is only if a Torah doesn't say. If a Torah says very, very clearly, you need four, no one's going to tell you three out of four is Roif. And I'm fine with that. We can't do that. If a Torah says you have to drink Arba Kaisers, you can't say I'm going to drink three Kaisers and I did Roif. So Roif is good enough. There's a clan called Rube Kukuloiv. That's in very, very specific cases. The Torah says, do a Shechita. So Roiv, if you did Roiv the Simon, or Roiv the Simonim, that's called Kukuloiv. But we can't always say, when the Torah says, do a certain number of things, and I did Roiv of them, oh, I've done Roiv, it's fine. You can't do that. And especially if it's separate mitzvahs, four separate mitzvahs, I can't say I did three out of four mitzvahs, I'm a good Jew, that's it, Roiv Kukuloiv. No, you have to do all four. But here there's more of a shayla, not Stam Roiv.
Roiv in a Suffolk situation.
I don't know if Roiv in a Suffolk, also, I don't know if it's going to allow you. We're Suffolk Dereis Elochum, it's Dereisus. Suffolk Dereis Elochumra. Here we've got more of a shayla, we've got a shayla of Bittel Baroiv. Bittul Barov. I want to go into the suga of something called Bittul Barov. When you have three pieces of meat lying on the table, and one of them is a treif of meat. One's treif, two are kosher, and one is treif. There's a halacha, midaraisa, midrabbanan, you can go along and eat that one, number one, eat number two, and eat number three. You can eat all three. There's something called Bittul Barov. Even though there's one here which is definitely a problem, 100%, it came from McDonald's restaurant. And the other two are kosher, midaraisa, go along and eat it. If someone says, I don't want to eat it, chas v'shalom, he's a kofer. The Torah says, we learn out from Achrei Rabim Lahatois, we learn out of a pasuk. We go basa roiv, and one's allowed to go and eat. Don't say I'm eating this meat. No, Achrei Rabim Lahatois. Something called roiv, a parasha of roiv. So the standard case of roiv is, what's the standard case of roiv? You find in the street one piece of meat, and you want to know which shop it came from. So something called, you go basa count the roiv shops, and it's called kol the parish, where parish came from the shop which will sell the roiv kosher shop. The roiv kosher you take on it came from the kosher shop. If the roiv in this town is treifa shops, you take on it came from the treifa shop. You always say it came from the roiv. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. That's the clown. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. You take on it came from the roiv. Now over there, there's only a shaila about one piece of meat. It's a shaila. I've got one piece of meat over here, and I want to know what is this piece of meat. There's not three, it's shaila on one. That's a very easy thing. The Torah says, take on it came from the kosher shop. Now, if between you and me it didn't come from the kosher shop, you ate treif. No one's going to say now it's going to turn over into a kosher piece of meat. No one's going to tell you that. If it was treif, it's treif. But the Torah allowed you to get to Shemayim. The version is going to say, I told you to eat it. You take on, it came from Rove, wherever Rove shops were. You are allowed to have that one because it came from the Rove. Don't even say, I don't want to have it. No, it came from the Rove shops. That's easy. We have another case. We've got three pieces of meat lying on the table. Three pieces of meat. And there the shayla is not now from what shop it came from. I know here there's definitely one tray for a piece of meat. And all three of them are lying together in a pile. There's a new concept called, I've got roiv, which are heta, miot, which are isa. There's something called, we've brought up something called bittul baroiv. Bittul. The word bittul comes in. It comes bottle. The miot becomes bottle to the roiv. Roiv are fine. It's not shayla. Pasha's not shayla because it came. We're not sure. We're not clear where it came from. We discuss what is the halacha of this miot. What's the halacha of the one which is treif? There's something called bittul baroiv. One's allowed to have it because bottle baroiv. Now, there's a massive machlokes of shoinim.
Now, I'm saying maybe it's for later, but there's a bit of trilosa b'pshia v'sofa bonus here. Because you're saying he should have rectified it immediately. He decided to carry on.
Back to the shayla. You ready to come on? Back to the shayla. We're going to get with that soon. Now, when you've got these three pieces of meat over here, there's a massive machlokes shoinim brought down halacha. Mamash negia l'maisa. What happens if someone wants to eat all three pieces at one go? He wants to eat them together, put them in his mouth at the same second. All three pieces of meat. What's the halacha? He's got three pieces of meat, and if he's going to put all three in his mouth at one go, he's definitely going to be putting in his mouth a piece of chaza from McDonald's. Do we have a heta or not? Do we have a heta? I'm putting all three in my mouth at the same second. Do we tell him, hey, you're definitely putting a piece of chaza in your mouth? That's asa. You can't put all three in your mouth at the same time. If you want to do one after another, we're going to allow you. Take one, put it in your mouth. Take another one, each one, yeah? But put all three in your mouth at the same second, is that worse?
What's the difference?
So if I did one, I take one separately, it's not definite. We take on the one I'm taking now. Let's say maybe it came from the roof. The Torah tells me I'm allowing you to take on that came from the roof. Take the next piece. Oh, you want to have that one? The Torah says, take on it came from the roof. Each one you're going to take, the Torah is going to tell you, I'm allowing you to take on that's the roof. Maybe that's the heta. It doesn't change. The
mixture now.
What?
You've got a mixture now.
Yes.
It's bottled b'shishim, but not bottled by one third.
It's bottled, but what's the heta of bittul? When it's a lach, when it's a juice, when it's all a juice, there's something called bittul, a proper bittul, you're right. And the Torah says it has to turn over into heta. When you've got two liquids, it's bottled b'shishim, it turns into heta. When I've got solids, three different solids, do we say the same thing? It turns into heta. The Torah says, you thought it was chaza. A minute ago, this was a nevela, it was chaza. And now it gets turned over into heta and eat all three together. Or no, the Torah just tells you each one you're eating separately, you can take on as it came from the roiv, like by shops. You could take on, if I find a piece of meat in the street, I can take on, where did it land from? The roiv. Each piece of meat which I take separately, I can take on that it came from the roiv. Each piece of meat. Oh, what is this? The Torah says, you know what, I'm deciding if you are, when you're eating it, this came from the roof. That one, it came from the roof. That one, but it didn't change. It didn't turn into heter. The Torah doesn't say it turns into heter. The Torah says, I'm allowing you, I'm giving you a psak. You want to take each piece of meat separately? I'm passing you that one, it's mutter. Take the next one. When you get to number three, what am I going to tell you? This is mutter, and you ate the issa one.
It's
still mutter. Tarta disaster. What?
It's still mutter there,
right? Timtum. That's a shaila. Is that timtum? When the Torah allows you to have it, is that called timtum? That's a very big shaila. Is that called timtum? The Torah says, allow you to have it. Maybe that's not called timtum. So this shaila we're discussing over here, it's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashma. The Rosh says, take all three in one go and put it in your mouth, like the rabbi at the back was saying before. As it changes, the Torah says, this turns into heter. The Torah says, we've changed it. Since it's this roiv, which is fine, it cancels the issa from the miot. It changes. Can you imagine? It gives operation to the miot. You're not anymore a trefa one, it becomes a kosher one, and therefore one can eat the Rosh Paskins, we don't Paskin that actually, the Rosh Paskins, you one can put it in your mouth, all three at the same time, even though you're definitely eating a piece of Nevela. The Rashba argues, the Rashba says, no, I don't mind, eat that one separately, but don't put all three in your mouth at the same time, it's awesome. If you're going to put all three in your mouth at the same time, we don't allow you. Some hold, the Rashba also agrees to the Rosh that Me'ikadim Midraisi allowed to. It looks like a joke. People look at you, it's not fair. You're doing, at the end of the day, if you're definitely eating one which is an Avela, it doesn't look right. So the Rabbanon de Galocha, it doesn't look right because we know you're definitely eating an Avela. It doesn't look right, don't do that. Some holds, not just doesn't look right, some holds, it's going to be Asa Midraisa. Why is it going to be Asa Midraisa? Because the whole reason why I'm allowed to eat one separately is because I take on, that's on the roiv. The next one, I can take on, that's on the roiv. But I can't eat all three at the same time. What am I going to take on? We paskin like the Rashba. That one, it's osa, Shavanovska, paskin here, there. It's osa to eat all three at the same time. You can eat one after another, but you can't eat all three at the same time. That's what we paskin. Coming back now to this pair of tzitzis. One of the four corners was done shalai lishma. It was lost. We don't know where it is. Where is this corner? We've got no idea where this corner is. We can't find it. We don't know what to do. What did we suggest before? The son called Bittel Barayv. Bittel. I've got four corners. Three of them are fine. One of them is a problem. So you know what? Let's come along with something called Bittel Barayv. We're going to cancel the fourth corner. We're going to be mevatel it. We're going to change it. Let's go and change the fourth corner. We're going to consider it as if it was done lishma. And this person's got a beautiful pair of tzitzis with four corners lishma because it's something called bittel barayv. Not just because once I've done three, you know what, I'm sorted with three. No, we said before, like you said, I can't just say the Torah says four, I need four. But we're going to make it into four corners lishma because the three are going to make that number four also considered as it's a fourth corner which is done lishma. Because bittel barayv, like when you have two pieces of heter, pieces of meat, it tells the number three, you become kosher. The three pieces of meat, the three corners, is going to tell corner number four that you've also been made the Shema, and this person can carry on wearing this pair of tzitzis.
It's the same action.
The same what?
Well, if somebody, milk falls into a soup, so you can't dissolve it as a bottle below. How can you say that a corner all of a sudden that corner became the Shema?
Ooh. That's a shayla. What's that called, a pesher? Yeah, we're not mevatel lechatchila, but the shayla over here, his intention didn't especially do it. He thought he's gonna look at that corner. I'm gonna undo it in a minute. It was a mistake. He had the phone call and he went to the phone and he got mixed up which corner it was. It was a mistake. You're right. If it's called a pesheya and ain't mevatel lechatchila, be osa, and we'll tell him you have to undo it.
But isn't it like the meat also? Yeah, it's things where you can count, but you separate. It's not a bottle.
Oh, Tava Sheba Minyan. Ooh, Tava Sheba Minyan. I'm speaking to Tamid Chachamim over here. Tava Sheba Minyan is a klal. Things which you count, Tava Sheba Minyan ain't no bottle. The shayla is this called the Tava Sheba Minyan? How do you count this? There's four separates, a number one, a number two, a number three, a number four. If you count the Tava Sheba Minyan, you won't have bittel. Beautiful tainer, it's beautiful tainer. You won't have bittel. It's one, two, three, four. If this is called, I'm trying to work this out, is it called the Tava Sheba Minyan or not? Is this called counting? The Gemara says something like eggs is called Dava Sheva Minyan. It has to be something which you sell separately. It's what's called, what's considered things which one counts. I have to clear about the Shaila. Do we say it's called, each one's a separate number or not. It's very, very good shayla that. I want to come back to the shayla in a second. Let's just finish off what we're finishing over here, because I've got a very, very, the second half of the shayla is going to be what, I don't remember your name is.
David
discussed at the back of David discussed a very, very long shayla, which the second half of the shayla is going to be on that. It's a beautiful, beautiful shayla, but let's just finish off. So again, so according to the Rosh, he's going to tell you, you have three corners which is done lishma. The number fourth corner, we're going to consider it also lishma, because the three is going to be mevatel number four, and it's going to make now the number four, which is lost, only because it's lost. Because I don't know where it is. Whenever the klal is, whenever you don't know where it is, it's called bottle barov. The number three is going to make the number fourth corner is going to become lishma. That's always the klal. But according to the Rashba, he holds that whenever you, if you want to eat three pieces of meat at the same second, what does the Rashba tell you? No, you can't do that. You can't eat all three at the same time. Why? So we said two reasons. Or because it looks like a joke, because I'm definitely eating one which is treif. So the Rashba says, no, you can't do that. It doesn't look right. Or more than that, not just doesn't look right, it's even asa me'ikah adim, because your whole hat is, if you take each one separately, we can tell you this came from the roif. We don't mind doing that. But you can't eat all four, because I can't eat all three together, because I can't say now each one I'm eating is from the roif, because I'm eating one which is vadai problem. When I'm wearing this pair of tzitzis, what's going on over here? I'm wearing all four corners at the same second. So according to the Rosh, he's going to tell you, yeah, no problem, the three which is done in Shema will tell you the number fourth one's done in Shema. That's what the Rosh is going to tell you. But the Rashba's going to tell you, wait a second, you're wearing all four corners at the same time. If I'm wearing all four corners at the same time, it's wrong to say that, oh, three of them are fine. Let's say the fourth one's also become fine because of bitter. The Rashba holds, we can't do that if you're using it or eating it or it's being used at the same second. You can't say bitter barov. Bitter barov cannot allow you when you're eating all three together. So when I'm wearing all four corners, I can't come along and say, I'm wearing tzitzis, bitter barov. No, I've got a problem. I'm wearing it all the same second. We can't use bitter barov when I'm trying to use for all four corners at the same time. As is on the Rashba. So here, this pair of corners, the Rashba is going to tell you, don't wear this pair of tzitzis. But according to the Rosh, he's fine with it. He tells you, no, even the same second, bitter is so strong. Number three knocks out number two knocks out number three. Number three here is going to knock out number four, and it's going to tell you, wear it all at the same second.
The Rosh prefers.
The Rosh is not talking about his kids' tzitzis. He says, but basa, you can eat all three pieces of meat at the same second. Because it's nepach, he says. It turns from a kosher piece of meat, trefa piece of meat, back to a kosher piece of meat. So over here, it's going to turn into a lishma piece of meat. This corner is going to turn into a tzitzis lishma. But I want to discuss where David discussed at the back of beautiful, beautiful shayla and bitter barov, which the Achronim discuss a massive shayla. I want to start it with a story. A story of Maisa Shahoya. There's a matzah bakery, and the worker wasn't getting paid enough. So what happened? For Pesach, we're doing matzahs for Pesach, not doing any matzahs. He decided he's got an unbelievable plan. He made one box, Shaloi Lishma. He says, I'm making it Shaloi Lishma. All the matzahs have to be made Lishma. If it's not made Lishma, one can't use it for Lil Pesach. You can use it for the rest of Pesach and Mekadin. Lil Pesach, you can't use that box for the matzah, for the mitzvah. But Shmartim is a matzah, we learn out from there, as it has to be done Lishma. This person had a very good plan. He baked a box Shaloi Lishma. I don't know if you know Netzrael, the warehouses, they have warehouses of matzahs supplying the whole world. Kumis matzahs, they're supplying the whole world. Thousands of boxes. He took that one box and made Shaloi Lishma. He hid it on a certain shelf. He knew where it is. He hid it on a certain shelf. He told the boss, I put a box of matzahs, made it Shaloi Lishma. I hid it on a certain shelf. I'm not telling you where this box of matzahs is unless you put up my check. Every month, you have to put up, I want a rise in my wages. If you don't tell me, if you don't put it up, I'm not telling where it is. And if I don't tell you where it is, you've got a problem. You can't say you're selling matzah shmurah, because anyone who buys from your shop has got a suffix. Suffix deraisa. I've got a mitzvah deraisa, and I need to use matzah shmurah for my mitzvah deraisa. And every person who comes to the shop, he's going to have a shayla. Is it done lishma or not done lishma? And I'm not going to tell you where it is, and it's going to be asa. You won't be able to sell it as matzah shmurah. That was a massive shayla. And what's the teretz? No, we'll do bitter barov. Let's do bitter barov. And bitter's going to tell me that one box, which is one in 1,000, one in 10,000, becomes bottled to the 1,000 boxes which were made lishma. And it's considered as if this one box was done lishma. That's the shayla. Now, the yisoida shayla is what they were saying before. When you discuss bitter barov, it's a very long shayla, but it's very, very clear. When we know bitter barov, we brought up when we were small, something called bitter. Bittel means the roiv. Whenever you have roiv, it cancels the meat. It can cancel. You got two kosher pieces of meat, one which is asa. it cancels the Issa from the Miut. The Rove has always got the power. It overpowers the Miut, and it can cancel the Halacha of the Miut. If the Miut is Asa, it can delete the Issa. It can take away the Issa, and therefore all three are Mutter. But when we need the Miut to be made Lishma, we need now this box of matzahs. The only Yotzer was made Lishma. Just because Rove were made Lishma, that can't make in our minds as if that this one box was also made Lishma. It wasn't. The Miut was not made Lishma. I'll come back in a minute. Rove can always delete. That's what Rove does. A bitter, with the Lashon bitter was bitter, meaning look at the dictionary, was bitter, it's mevatel, it takes away, it cancels. You got a Rove, it pushes away the halacha of the Miut. Beautiful. If you got an Issa on the Miut, most cases in Shas, you have a Miut, is an Asa, the Rove can push away the Miut.
What happens with the meat when three different people are eating in a piece?
Oh, that's fine. Each where, by where? By matzah or by?
Meat.
By meat, so that's fine. Not one person eating altogether, that's fine. Beautiful, going to everyone. No problem, no problem at all. So when the two can always cancel the Issa from the Miut. Rove has got a power to cancel the Halacha of the Miut. But it can't create, if the Torah says you can only eat matzah, which was created Lishma, the Rove which was done Lishma, very nice, but how can that make that the Miut is also done Lishma? I didn't make it Lishma. It can't make it as if someone stood there and did it Lishma. He didn't. Therefore, won't help that you have Rove mats, boxes of matzahs here which was made Lishma, because that can't create that the box of matzahs which wasn't done Lishma is different Lishma. It's not. Very London Shatina. The Menachas Chinuch argues Rove has got such a strong power, it can even create that the Miut as if it was made Lishma. Massive Chiddush from Menachas Chinuch, not like you wanted to say. Some Achayinim don't know that. Some Achayinim argue, they say the power of Rove can only cancel the Halacha of the Miut. They can't create the Halacha of the Miut. So let's come back now to this pair of tzitzis. This pair of tzitzis, where we said, according to the Rashbam, anyway, I can't wear it. Because I'm definitely at the same time, I'm trying to use all four corners, and I know one was definitely not done the Shema. So the Rashbam, he'll tell me I can't use it. We're not allowing you to use all four at the same time, or because it's a joke, or because the whole heta is, because I could take on each one separately, that's mutter, but all four at the same time, that's like eating all three pieces of meat at the same time. But we said, according to the Rashbam, it's beautiful. The Rosh shows I can eat all three pieces of meat at the same time. Why? Because the Rove is Mavat of the Miut, and it changes it. So here, let me wear all four corners at the same time, because Rove, which was made Lishma, is going to cancel, it's going to make the fourth corner also Lishma. But wait a second, that depends. Does Rove have the power to do that? Maybe Rove, according to the Midrash Chinuch, will tell me, yeah, Rove's even got the power to create a Lishma on the one which wasn't done Lishma. It's so strong, it can make as if the fourth corner was done Lishma, like by Matzah. He tells me as the box of matzah which wasn't made Lishma, it'll become bottled to the other boxes of matzahs, and it's considered as if this was also done Lishma. He'll tell me here as well, so where the beged, because all four corners are as if it's done Lishma, because the three are going to change the fourth one. But according to the Chalkim of the Menachas Chinuch, the Kubbis of Kiv Eger, the Inag Yom Tov, they take on, as the Roiv doesn't have a power to create Halacha on the Miut, so over here I'm going to be left with the fourth corner, which hasn't been done Nishma, because just because Rove were done Nishma, that can't create that the fourth corner was considered the Nishma, and therefore I'm left with a beged, even according to the Rosh, which doesn't have the fourth corner, Nishma. So I'll finish off. I'm coming from Manchester, from Al-Kailon. Maybe Enon came with Chazikas. Mamish was 27 younger light. I didn't come that I came to give a shir, but I don't want to mix up the two Zechen. No, Mamish. Of a Chazakas Atera, if you know what it means to you, as God, I don't know if anyone heard the story from Rabbi Waxman last week. Anyone in America, they made a massive do from the Dear Atera. If you can watch it, I'm telling you, you'll be. He said over there, he was by someone who was a few hours before his Nifta. I told him about a Gvir Ada in America. He says, you don't have a Musa. This person, no, he didn't give Maisa. He only kept Maisa to himself. He said, he was lying on his bed, he was tossing and turning. Rabbi Waxman said, I was there. He was tossing and turning. I don't know even how he speaks. He was tossing and turning. He said, oi, Chavala didn't give more to Torah. Chavala didn't give more to Torah. So they told the Enochach this story, and they were so upset that this was his thing he gave to Torah his whole life. What was that? They were so upset with this story. Rabbi Gedalia, I think, before Shaw from America, he said, I'll explain you what it means. It was Mamish, he lived a few hours later, he was reading Shemaim, and he was watching all his Chazakas HaTorah he gave. It was getting him to Olamas and Olamas and Olamas. Chavala gave his whole life to that. But when he saw what the Torah, what his Chazakas HaTorah was doing to him, he says, oi, Chavala never gave more. Chazakas HaTorah is, you have a schus in everyone's Torah, and Mela, the Adarabba, that schus will be all schus for all of you, all of us together, with all Makabal the Torah, Beyachet.
Amen.
Did you think I have the matzah get rice?
Oh, the Gary Hatch.
Did the matzahs rise?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
But is it enough to develop?